Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dollar Dash, the game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Dollar Dash, everybody. We got another week of explosion. Trivia games. Who's going to win the pot this week? We're going to see who's going to be the lucky contestant. I'm glad everybody was able to make it here on this beautiful Monday evening. We have a special guest tonight hosting a game show. And he goes by the name of the Relationship Guru, the infamous Relationship Guru, the one and only Jay.
Yo, yo. I'm here.
All right. Ray, what's going on, man? We back in the building again, man. We here for another special episode of the Dollar Dash, man. And I hope y'all ready for it. We've been excited. I know the listeners are excited.
The guest last week, man. It was bananas. I got so many phone calls last week, man. I want to ring next week. All right, man. You gotta donate the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's important to all the listeners. To keep this going, it's very important that everybody donate to the Cash App. We have a Cash App set for the game show. It's called Dollar Dash the Podcast. Again, that's Dollar Dash the Podcast. That's the word dollar, the word dash, and the podcast. That's very important because the more that we donate, the bigger the pot. You might be a $500 winner. Hell, you might be a $1,000 winner. You never know. That's why it has to be a team effort, and we all chip in, and we can keep this thing going. I think it's a beautiful thing, and I really think that we had a great outcome. We had a winner last week that won $65, and they was excited, man. There's so many people that's been asking about the game, and so we decided to keep it running. But we're going to need everyone's support to keep it running. We're going to get started with this show here shortly. We want to play a couple of advertisements for you. And then we'll be back in about 5 to 10 minutes to start the show. We're going to select our contestants. We got a winner, a second place winner coming back this week, Miss Denise. So it will be 3 random spots selected. So when we come back on, it's important for you to press 1 if you want to be in the random select queue with your chance to possibly win this cash prize tonight. We'll be back with you shortly. In the meantime, enjoy these advertisements.
Y'all ready to feel the soul of the South on your plate? Color Green Man LLC is here to serve up the freshest organic goodness straight out of South Carolina. Collard greens, mustard greens, tender greens, juicy tomatoes, and cabbage that'll make you holler, yeehaw. We got all the produce your heart desires and more. But hold up, we ain't done yet. Our boiled peanuts are the stuff of legends, tastiest in the world. Cajun ranch, plain, or lemon pepper, get ready to have your taste buds do the 2-step. Convenience? We got you covered. We'll cut and clean your greens, so you can sit back and enjoy without the fuss. Alona, a true Southern blues soul, born and raised right here in South Carolina. From jammin' to Tyrone Davis to groovin' with Sir Charles Jones, he's got the rhythm of the blues in his blood. Been serving out that good produce for nearly 20 years, y'all. Give us a holler at 803-917-1849 and let Color Green Man LLC bring the taste of the South to your table.
Let's go. Hey. Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, Keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm tryna keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm tryna keep shit together. Tryna keep shit together. I'm tryna keep us together. Tryna keep us forever. Tryna keep us together. I'm tryna keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep push up my luck, man. I remember looking back how everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me. This is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby. It's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me. You just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gonna be. If I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever.
Welcome back, everybody. We back at it again. Dollar Dash. I hope y'all ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to see who the winner is going to be tonight. I'm sure that you guys are excited, too. And we just going to go ahead and get it on. I think that we're ready, and I think that you guys are ready. So with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring in our repeat contestant today. Miss Denise, if you are on the line, please press 1 now.
I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to have you back, Miss Denise.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
You ain't win last week, but you said I'm going to win this week, right?
I'm going to do my best.
Yes. Well, come on down. Let's give Miss Denise a round of applause for being our selected guest for tonight on our contestant list.
Thank you.
All right. So we got 3 more contestants that we need to choose from. If you want to participate, you have to press 1 now. We're going to select a random caller, and we to see who the next caller is going to be, and we're going to select them now. Contestant number two.
Not yet. We don't have no one yet. We don't have one yet. Okay, we got one.
Okay. We got a second contestant?
Yeah.
Say his prize for me.
Hi. How you doing, Dr. James?
Yeah, how you doing?
Man, nice to have you on our show tonight. I'm glad to have you. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
Well, I live in Hazlitt, New Jersey, and I'm retired. I'm just relaxing. And last week it was a very good show, so I just pressed one to see if I could be a contestant.
Well, tonight's your lucky night.
Tonight's your lucky night.
I guess so.
Well, come on down, Mr. James. Welcome to the show.
Okay. All right. So we go ahead for a note. Let's see. Who we got? If you want to be a contestant, you got to test one.
If there's anybody on the line, we need two more contestants. You have to press one.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to a break and then give you guys time to get settled. Let some more people come in. And we're going to come right back with our other two contestants.
Oh, respect it.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, tonight's the night. We're getting ready to get started. I don't know if we have anybody else. Dre, are we clear on your end?
Oh, yeah, 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 two callers. Hold on. Let's see who you got.
Okay. Contestant number three, welcome. Tell me your name, where you're from, and how did you hear about the show?
Star 726.
What was the number again?
Yeah, it's you. How you doing?
North Carolina?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going? Good evening. Glad to have you to the show tonight. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from.
A little bit about myself. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm a mom of two and a good friend of Omar's.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Come on down. You are our contestant number three.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have contestant number four. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Dollar Dash.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, where you calling from? What's your name, man? How you doing this evening? Tell us a little bit about yourself, sir.
All right. I'm from Patterson. This is the God from Brooklyn. How you doing, Dre? How you doing, Jay Sean? And whoever else is on. I'm just going to get straight to the point. I'm a thug and a gentleman.
I hear that, man. Well, welcome to the show, man. We're going to test your knowledge tonight, brother. So come on down. We're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to go ahead and play the rules. Absolutely no talking out of turn. We're going to play the rules for you. And good luck to all our contestants tonight.
Rules list for true or false Dollar Dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and Black History are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the Dollar Dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash.
Let's get ready to
Yeah. Let's go. Game time.
All right, let's. Game time. I guess
we ready.
Host,
we ready.
Jay?
Yeah, I'm ready when y'all ready.
Yes.
I'm definitely ready. How's everybody doing tonight?
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. So we're going to get ready to set the timer. Each round is going to be 7 minutes. And that timer will start now.
Is you ever
okay.
Time me now to go?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm the host for the evening, Mr. Jay Sean. And everybody know me from the Keeping It Real podcast. I'm delighted to be here tonight, but what I'm here for is the dollar dash. So let's get started, everybody. I know we got so who do we start off with, fellas?
Well,
we're going to start
Denise
off with the first contestant.
Mm-hmm. Denise? Okay. We're going to start off with Denise.
Yeah.
Denise, you have a choice of three categories this evening. The first category is music. The second category is TV and movies. And the third category is Black History / Science. Which category do you choose?
Black History.
Okay, Black History and Science it is. Okay, you know the rules of the game, so let's get started. Black History. All right, let's get a good one here. Okay, I got it. True or false? The Great Migration refers to the movement of millions of African Americans from the rural southern area to urban northern cities in the early to mid 20th century. True or false?
That's true.
True it is. You're right. Correct. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Wow, that was a tough one. Moving on. Who we going to next, fellas? That was a good guess.
Yeah, it really was. You go straight down the middle. It's on you, Jay. It's on you.
Oh, it's on me. Okay, we're gonna go right. Moving on down. We're gonna go 7543. I believe that's Dr. James.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. James? How you doing? Put your thinking cap on. What category do you choose this evening? Music, TV and movies, or Black History / Science?
Black History.
Black History / Science. Okay, we have another Black History question. All right, true or false? The Black Panthers advocated for revolutionary socialism and self-defense in response to police brutality and social inequality. True or false?
True.
True it is.
I said true. Yeah.
I said true it is.
All right.
Okay. Moving right along. The guy from Brooklyn, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We got three categories for you this evening. The first category is music. Second category is TV. Or movies, and the third category, which is hot tonight, is Black History or Science. Which one do you want?
Let's keep it going. Black History.
Black History. Okay. True or false? Louis Farrakhan served as the leader of the Nation of Islam from 1977 to 2023.
True.
False. That's false. He has been the leader since 1977, but this statement seems to be the present year. I don't know. Wait a minute. We got to get together on this one because it says false, but it says he has been the leader since 1977, but this statement assumes the present year is 2023. I don't really understand that. What you think, fellas? Correct?
You got it right. Yes, correct.
Okay, correct. Yeah, cause that was a little bit misleading. It is 2023. Okay, you got that one right. Okay. Everybody got their thinking caps on this evening. Okay, moving right along. 5726, I didn't catch your name.
Brittany.
Okay, Brittany, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we got three categories this evening. Which one do you choose, music, TV and movies, or black history / science?
I'm going to try TV and movies.
Okay, TV and movies. Okay. Let's see what we got here for you. TV and movies. One second. Okay, TV and movies. Here we go. True or false? Boys in the Hood is a Spike Lee film.
Oh, goodness. I want to say true.
False. It's John Singletary.
John Singletary.
Okay, next.
Okay. That was like a trick question a little bit. Because it seemed like that would have been a Spike Lee movie. That was John Hingham.
Right.
John Singletary. All right, we're moving right along. We good? We good to keep going, fellas?
Yeah, we good. We're running good.
Okay,
keep rolling good.
Back up to Denise. Three categories. I'm sure you know them. Music. Now, keep in mind, everybody, contestants, that music is worth 5 points, TV and movie is only worth 3 points, and black history and science is worth 10 points. So right now we have a three-way tie for first place. Denise, what would you like for the second round, music, TV and movies, or black history / science?
Black history.
Oh, black history is hot on the mat tonight. It's not February. Okay, let's go. Black history. One second. Black history. Okay, I got it. Let's see where we at. Okay, here we go. True or false? Paterson, New Jersey is known as the Silk City due to its historical significance in silk manufacturing. True or false?
That's true.
It's true. Here we go. Okay. Y'all going to have to keep up with Denise tonight. We moving right along. Dr. James, you ready?
Yeah, black history.
Oh, black history is hot on the map tonight. Yes, it is. Okay, here we go. True or false, Dr. James? African-American chemist Percy Julian was a pioneer in the chemical synthesis of medicinal drugs, including cortisone from a plant sources. You want me to read that over again, or you got it?
Yeah, read it over again.
African-American chemist Percy Julian was a pioneer in the chemical synthesis of medicinal drugs, including cortisone, which was from a plant source.
Two.
One second. Your answer was what, true?
Yeah.
True it is. True.
Yeah.
We got a lot of questions here. See, I got to bear with me sometimes. All right, moving right along. The guy from Brooklyn, you ready? I don't even know.
Yes, sir.
What category you want, dog?
I got to keep up with the other contestants. Give me Black History.
Black History Month. Wow, Black History Month is hot on the press. Okay, we right here. Okay, we right there. Okay, here we go. True or false? Paterson, New Jersey is home to the Great Falls, a waterfall located in the heart of the city.
That's true.
True it is. All right. Moving right along. You got some Pattersonians in here. Moving right along. Brittany, come on now, Brittany. What you want, Brittany? Okay, let's do it.
Well, I need some points, so I'll do Black History.
Oh, Black History is hot. Okay, Black History. Dr. Mark Dean, an African-American computer scientist, played a pivotal role in the intervention of the personal computer. True or false?
Can you repeat the question?
Dr. Mark Dean, an African-American computer scientist, played a pivotal role in the invention of the personal computer.
True it is.
True. All right, okay. Fellas, what should I do? Keep going?
Yeah, you do it. It's the time of
night. Okay. Well, let's go right back up to the top. Miss Denise, what it's going to be? You know the categories. Which one would you like?
African-American history.
Black history again.
That's the end of this round. The end of the round.
Okay, that's the end of the first round.
It's over. Who's in the lead, Jay?
It's a three-way tie. Denise has 20 points. Dr. James has 20 points. The guy from Brooklyn got 20 points. And Brittany has 10 points. She's not far. She's only one question away. Yo, but listen, before we start the second round, we got a special announcement to make to not only a personal friend of mine, but a personal friend to the show, and to Dre, and to Nephew O, and to people on the line. We got a special announcement to make, and a podcaster, an ally podcaster, or should I say a cousin podcaster. Because we all cousins in this podcasting world. But we have a special shout out to give to Mr. and Mrs. Andre Shadi Hill and Ingrid Hill. We have they celebrating an anniversary this year. Today, this month, they celebrating the anniversary. And we all know how hard it is to make it the anniversary. So on behalf of the Dollar Dash Trivia Game Show and all the other podcasts on Blog Talk Radio and everybody, the listeners and all the supporters and the podcasters, we want to give a big congratulations and to both of you. And we wishing you many more anniversaries to come. Congratulations.
Jobs in information technology are rapidly expanding.
Yeah, I just want to wish my beautiful wife happy anniversary. It's a couple of days early. You know, she's my rock. She's my life. You know, she's my lifeline. She's my backbone. She's my rib. So I just want to, you know, thank her for the 23 years of putting up with me, you know, just being married, minus the other time prior to being married. And I like to dedicate, you know, another song to a happy anniversary, you know, by the moments, you know, Ray Goodman and Brown. And I thank you all for giving me the opportunity to do that. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, Shadi, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Well, as we know, we're back to the
We're back at the second round. We're ready. Oh, I'm sorry, Dre, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a break, a little intermission, and get us both together and come back and find out who's going to win the second round.
Hello?
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready? We got another.
You're
going
to go into a song. Okay. Again, come right back.
I'm on here, too. I'm listening. Everything good?
We're going to go into another song, and then we're going to come back?
Yep.
You know what to do.
Hello. Be back.
Yep. Yo, yo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Round two.
Round two, we
what
ready?
Think? Yeah, we ready.
Okay, let's go. Contestants, we're about to start round two. Dollar Dash.
Welcome back, everybody.
For the cash. Welcome back. Well, yeah, we starting off at the top. With Miss Denise. Quiet in the back, quiet on the set. You know the three categories. Which you going for, Denise?
7 minutes starting now.
Black history.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes.
Black history? Okay, black history
yeah.
It is. Okay, let's go. We're gonna get to back to black history. I should just stay on black history. I got all the questions. Okay. Black history. True or false? Minister Louis Farrakhan has faced criticism for his stance on LGBTQ+ rights, which has been seen as exclusionary and homophobic. True or false?
Mm.
5 seconds.
I'm gonna go with four. I'll go with four.
Now that's wrong.
Pass. That was 5 seconds. That's a pass. 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's false anyway. It's true. Okay, Dr. James. What is it, Dr. James?
Yeah.
What is it?
Question.
What you want? Black. What's the category you want?
Oh yeah, Black History.
What is it, Black History?
Black History.
All right, Black History, okay. True or false, Dr. James, Paterson, New Jersey was once a prominent hub for the textile industry known for its production of silk, textiles, and garments. True or false?
True.
True it is.
Yeah.
All right, we going
okay.
right after this, Doctor. All right, we on to the guy from Brooklyn.
Black history.
Guy
black
from
history.
Brooklyn. What category do you want?
Black history.
Black history. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We rolling with this black history. True or false? African American mathematician Katherine Johnson played a crucial role in calculating trajectories for NASA's space missions, including the Apollo 11 moon landing. True or false?
False.
True, it's true. That one is wrong. You got that one wrong. Are you ready? We ready. We moving on. Number four. Contestant number four.
Yes, I'm ready.
Brittany, what category do you want?
Black history.
Black history again. True or false, the Black Panthers believed in the importance of armed self-defense and challenged the notion of nonviolence in the civil rights movement. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay, all right, okay. We're moving up. We're moving right back up to the top. Okay. Dr. James is in the lead by 10 points. And everybody else is in a three-way tie for second place. Let's see what we're going to do now. Denise, it's on you. What category do you want?
I want to say one thing, though, before my answer. It's still a four-way tie because the second person asked that question previously.
I never asked no questions, right?
The one you get first, Dr. James was said previously on the first one.
What question was that? The textile. Huh?
Yep.
The one about Patterson.
No, I didn't ask about the textile. That was the textile was the first one. The second one was something else. It wasn't textile again. I mean, I can go back and look at it,
but go ahead.
The second one was the first one was Patterson, New Jersey was known as Silk City due to a historic significance in silk manufacturing. And wait a minute. I'm going over it right now. That was Silk City. The second one was Patterson, New Jersey is the home of the Great Falls, a waterfall located in the heart of the city. All right, and the third one was Patterson, New Jersey was once a prominent hub for textile industry known for its production in silk and textile and garments. And the fourth one was, no, we didn't get to a fourth one. That's the only three I asked.
It was asked, but go ahead. I want TV and music. TV and music.
It was all good just a week, just a question ago. All right,
I said TV and
music.
TV and
music.
TV or music. No, I'm sorry. Right. TV or movies.
TV and movies. All right, here we go. True or false, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air aired from 1990 to
1996.
True or false? 5 seconds.
It's a pass.
Deduction point from Denise. Now you just get a zero. Dr. James, you ready?
Yeah, I guess I go Black History again.
Oh, Black History again? All right, hold on. Let me find my place. 1 second. Okay. 204. True or false, Minister Louis Farrakhan has been instrumental in organizing the annual Savior's Day Convention, a major event for the Nation of Islam. True or false?
True.
True it is. All right, we're moving right along to the God of Brooklyn. The God of Brooklyn, it's on you. What category
Black
do you
history.
Want?
Black
history. Okay, true or false? Patterson, New Jersey is recognized for its vibrant street art scene with numerous murals and graffiti artworks throughout the city. True or false?
True.
What is it?
True.
What's that, sound effect?
I said true.
Yeah, it's not exactly that crazy.
What's that sound effect?
Yeah, that's not me. That's my gut line.
Oh, okay.
If you're not talking, please mute your phone. If you're not talking, please mute your phone.
All right. He answered true. The answer, it was true. He was correct. It was true.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay, moving right along to Brittany. Here we go, Brittany. What category do you want?
Black history again.
Black history. I'm going to stay right here with this black history. True or false, African-American surgeon Dr. Daniel Haley Williams performed one of the first successful open-heart surgeries in the late 1900th century. True or false?
True.
True it is. All right, we moving right along. We still got time.
Time is up. 7 minutes. 7 minutes up. That's the end of the second round.
Okay, that's the end of the second round. The end of the second round. Dr. James is in front with 40 points. The guy from Brooklyn has 30 points. Brittany has 30 points, and Denise has 20 points. Everybody still got a chance to win.
Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout out rules list for true or false dollar dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and black history are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the dollar dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash. Welcome to Dollar Dash, the game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash. Listen up, youth and adults, it's time to make your voices heard. Every vote matters in 2023 and 2024. Let's shape the future and empower our black community. Say no to drugs and gun violence.
Right now.
Let's reclaim our streets and create a safer environment for our people. Together, we can break the chains that hold us back. Black men, all men, honor, love, and respect the women in your life. They are the heart and soul of our existence. Let's celebrate their strength and uplift their voices. Together, we rise.
Welcome back, everybody. Dollar Dash is back in the building. We are the final round. Final round. I know my contestants are heating up. They're sweating. We're getting to the final moments. We're going to see who's going to win this grand pot tonight. We're going to take it on back to our guest host. Yes.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Let's get it on.
Okay. We right back at the top. Let's start off at the top. Okay, we starting back off with Denise. What's the category? What category would you like?
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
TV and movies.
Starting now.
Which one?
TV and movies.
TV and movies. TV and movies. Okay. True or false? Love and Basketball stars Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps. True or false?
That's true.
True it is.
Omar.
Okay, we're moving right along. Dr. James, what category do you want?
Go with the Black History again, if you let me.
Black History? Okay, yep. Let me find my spot. All right. True or false? Minister Louis Farrakhan. Oh, no, we're skipping one. My bad. True or false, the Black Panthers believe in the concept of the revolutionary nationalism and aim to create a separate state for African Americans. True or false?
True.
That was 5 seconds.
That's a pass. Hey, ho. That was a pass. I couldn't get through. That was a pass. That was 7 seconds exactly. So there has to be a pass.
Yep.
You get 0 points on that question.
Okay, you get zero. You went more than 5 seconds, Dr. James.
All right.
You got to be quick. Okay. The guy from Brooklyn, where we at?
Black history.
Black history. Okay, let's find, let's go, let me get down here. Okay, Minister Louis Farrakhan has been praised for his efforts in promoting self-reliance and economic development with African American communities. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay. Brittany, it's on you. She's been coming up strong from the back. She up there. What category, Brittany?
Black history.
Black history. All right. True or false, Brittany, Paterson, New Jersey has a diverse culinary scene offering a wide range of international cuisines. True or false?
True.
True it is. All right, okay, we're moving right along. Okay. Denise is on you. What category would you like?
Science.
Black history and science? Okay. Black history and science. Let me see where we was at. Right here. Okay, true or false? African American biologist Ernest Everett just made significant contributions to our understanding of cell biology and fertilization. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay, Dr. James.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Black History again.
Black History again. Okay. True or false? The Black Panthers organized certainly. Here are 12 challenging 12 true or false questions about Black history and science in 2023. Wait a minute. Okay, no, we got that was a, that wasn't a question. That was a that was like the topic for the next questions to come. So we got to move to the next one. That wasn't a question. It was a because it's not a it doesn't have true or false by the answer. The next one is true or false. True or false? In 2023, a Black scientist made a groundbreaking discovery in the field of quantum computing, revolutionizing computational capabilities.
True.
False.
All right.
Okay, the guy from Brooklyn.
Black history.
Black history? Okay. One second. Okay, true or false? In 2023, an African-American entrepreneur launched a successful tech startup, becoming one of the youngest self-made billionaires in history.
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay, Brittany. All right, Brittany.
I'm here. I'm ready.
All right, you need this one. Which category?
Black history.
Black history. True or false? In 2023, a prominent Black historian published a controversial book challenging conventional narratives of the civil rights movement. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. Okay.
Let's get it on.
We moving right along. We still good?
Yeah, we moving right along. We still got time.
Okay. All right, moving right along. Okay. Okay, we back up to the top with Denise. What category you want?
Science.
Black history / science. Okay. Where we at? True or false? A Black mathematician developed a new theorem that resolved a long-standing problem in number therapy. No, number theory.
Number theory. True.
True it is. True it is. True it is. Okay, Dr. James. What is it?
You talking to me, Dr. James?
Yeah, yep. It's on you.
I want black history again.
Okay, true or false? In 2023, a Black astrophysicist was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for groundbreaking research on dark matter?
True.
Nope, false.
Oh, that's it.
Sure. All right, the guy from Brooklyn.
Let's get it on.
Trying to stay on top. Stay on top. Which one you want?
2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining.
Black history. Black history. Yes.
All right. In 2023, a black neuroscientist led a groundbreaking study that uncovered new insights into the human brain's cognitive processing.
Negative. False.
Nope. It's true. That was Dre. What's up?
We got 50 seconds. We got 50 seconds left. We got that one wrong.
Okay, yep. We got one more question before this round over. Brittany, what category you want?
Black history.
What category? Black history?
Black history.
Okay. True or false? A black inventor received a patent for a revolutionary medical device that improved the treatment of a common health condition. True or false? Huh?
True.
Yep, true it is. True it is. Is that the end of the round?
All right, that's the end of the third round. Now for our final scores. Let's do it. Who we got?
Hold up. Okay, we got Denise. Denise and Dr. James finished with 43 points. The guy from Brooklyn finished with 50 points. And our winner for the second Dollar Dash Trivia Game Show, who came from the back all the way to the front to win, is Brittany with 60 points.
Congratulations.
The last of the
congratulations.
You are the winner.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. So we're gonna do is we're gonna come back with Q&A. We got a free credit we're gonna run for you guys. Thanks for everybody for listening to Dollar Dash tonight. Hold your questions, any questions you have for any of the hosts tonight or any of our contestants. We'll be right back.
Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout it from the rooftops. On Dollar Dash, everybody, and we mean everybody, will have a chance at winning the coveted cash pot each and every week. No one will be left behind because, hey, each one holds one. It's all about unity and creating a fair playing field. We strongly encourage all our fantastic participants to donate to Dollar Dash. Remember, the more we donate, the bigger that cash prize becomes. Let's make it rain dollar bills and watch that pot grow. It's like a magical money plant that keeps on giving. Now, folks, while you're enjoying the excitement, we also remind you to play responsibly. Keep those wits sharp and enjoy the thrill within your means. We want everyone to have a blast while keeping their wallets intact. Dollar Dash was executively created, produced, and directed by the dynamic duo Dre and the one and only Mr. O. Their visionary minds and relentless passion brought this incredible show to life. They deserve a standing ovation. But here's the icing on the cake. Dollar Dash wasn't just created for fun and games. It's a way for us to lend a helping hand to our fellow neighbors and communities still recovering from the hardships of the pandemic. Together, we can make a difference. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you and a special shout out to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean platform and also the Humble Experience podcast for welcoming Dollar Dash with open arms, making us a part of their incredible family and network. We're grateful for their support. Now, dear listeners and participants, it's your turn. Spread the word like wildfire. Invite your friends, families.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So how does it feel, Miss Brittany, to be our winner tonight?
That was unexpected. Still good.
All right. Dre, what's our cash prize for tonight, sir?
Our cash prize is a $25 cash app. So, all you have to do is go to your cash app and request $25 from Dollar Dash, the podcast, and you get your money right away. Thank you for playing.
Thank you. And to our second winner of the night, would that be Mr. Brooklyn?
Yes, the guy from Brooklyn.
Yes, sir, man. I'm so happy to have you tonight, man. You fought hard, man. You went in, man. You almost had it, but. Congratulations to you. You win the spot on the next week's show. You're the second winner.
Okay.
You automatically is granted a second spot on the next week's show.
Okay.
Dr. James,
yep.
Denise, I appreciate y'all for playing. Y'all did great. Y'all was competitive. Y'all kept the energy. But unfortunately, the points didn't add up. But I appreciate y'all playing with us tonight.
All right.
Yep. So we're going to open up the line for Q&A. Anybody that have any questions, want to comment on the show, you have to press 1. You have to press 1 now. And if any of the contestants want to say anything, the floor is yours.
This the guy from Brooklyn. Real quick, I just want to thank all y'all that got something to do with this podcast, because the trivia, that's something different. You know, we need that. We need stuff like this, you know, and support one another. You know, don't downrate one another. We need to support one another. You know, I'm on Keeping It Real with Jay Sean every week. I look forward to that. So now, don't worry, I'm on here every week also.
Yes. Thank you, man. That means a lot, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. But I'm still on.
I just want to stress the importance of participation. If you're on the link, maybe you're on the link right now or after the show, if you're listening to the show and you feel you want to be a part of the show, feel free to hit us on email at dollardash@gmail.com and, you know, contact us. You know, join up. It's fun. You'll enjoy yourself and you'll win some cigarette money. Or maybe you'll win some bingo money or ticket money.
Car payment.
You never know. You never know if you try it.
Yes, that's very important. The key, like I said earlier in the show, it's very important that people that want to participate, if you choose to, it's very important to donate, because when the more donations we have, the bigger the prize pot can be. Last week, I believe it was $65. This week, $25. And next week, hey, it might be $500-$600. It all depends on how many donations we get. If you want to donate, you can donate to $$The Podcast, and that's dollar, the word, dash, the word, The Podcast. Dre, if you want to open up the floor for any Q&A, now's the time. If you want to press one, if there's any other contestants that participated on the show tonight, this is your time to speak. Other than that, we're going to go to the phone lines and see what some of our listeners think about tonight.
Real quick, this is Dr. James. I just like to say, fun. It was real nice. Even though I didn't win, I had a nice time. All right?
Thank you. We got anybody that want to chime in tonight?
Are you okay? 1202?
Yo, what's going on? I just want to say, Grand Rise, and tell everybody, y'all come in peace.
Lovely,
Omar, you doing your thing. Y'all doing your thing over there. I just wanted you to know I was in the house. Listen, the show is incredible. I wasn't even playing daggone game, and I'm sitting over here tense. And the most amazing thing is that Brittany came from the daggone back and ended up winning the game. Yo, I was sitting over here saying, wow. I remember when she first got her first 10 points. And I'm saying, and everybody else had the 20 points. You know what I'm saying? Myself, wow, this, y'all got a good thing going over there, man. Keep this up, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for
this. Is that?
Female was trying to chime in.
Mm-hmm. Also, want to say it is a great show. This is pretty good. It's good. Omar, you doing your thing over here? I must say. Great show.
All right. You got anybody else that want to chime in tonight?
No. I really like it.
What do you have to do to be a panelist? To be one of the contestants? What do you have to do to be a contestant?
Well, when you call in, you call in at 8:30 when the show starts, and you have to press 1 in order to get in the queue, and then we can select a random caller from the queue. That's the importance. You got to press 1 in order to be selected as a contestant. And another thing, if you are on the link, you will not be able to have any access to the participation on the show. You will only be able to listen. So you have to call in. And if you have T-Mobile, I understand that they charge a penny a minute if you have T-Mobile. But, 60 cents, I mean, I think we can do that. 60 cents for an hour show, I mean, I think is well worth it for the experience, for the possibilities, and the prizes that we have in store. So, once again, you got to call in to the number. I'm going to get Dre to give out that number here before we end the show tonight. For those that don't have the number to the show that may be listening on the link. And I want to thank our listeners on the links as well for taking the time out your day, as well as the listeners on the line for taking time out your day. You could have been anywhere else tonight, but you came here with us, and we highly appreciate that, and we thank you for that. Dre, if we have any more callers, now's the time. If not, we're going to go ahead and close it on out, and we'll be back next week with the same thing once again.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, it's a creative thing, and I like the show too. That was real creative that y'all came up with that, and I like it,
Thank
Happy
you.
Anniversary,
definitely,
my brother.
Definitely.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, my brother.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. But, Dre, man, I appreciate you, man. I want to give a special thanks to you and Jay, our host for the night. If it wasn't for y'all, man, this wouldn't happen tonight, man. I thank y'all for being a team, man, and we keep this thing rolling. As you see, our listeners are very interested, and we're going to keep on working. As long as y'all give us the work to put in, we're going to do it. So I thank everybody, Dre.
The floor is yours.
All right, man. Like I said, man, thank you. Like I said, you came to me this idea, you know what I mean? And we just kind of put this thing together. I knew it would be something. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're doing something for the people and you're doing it out of your heart, you know, people need entertainment. It's not a hurt out here. People deal with hurt every day. So to sit down for an hour, hour and a half, and enjoy yourself, you know, just forget about what's going on around you for it's an hour and a half, you know what I'm saying? And you might win some money, you know? It's a good thing, you know?
And I want everybody to keep in mind really quick before we go that when we thought about this show, this show wasn't created based off entertainment. It is entertaining, but the basis of the logic behind this game show is to help out our communities and people, especially if you in need. You know, we know everybody can use a couple of dollars here and there. And we want to keep that going, man. It's important to help our communities. And we just wanted to be one of the first ones to create a platform that is giving people a way to actually take care of. Hell, you know, we might be, you know, giving somebody a meal for tonight. You don't know what people's situation may be. So this is why I stress the importance of donating to the show, because it goes directly into the cash pot, and you don't know who we may bless that night that's in need. So keep in mind that is a major importance of this show. It's not just for entertainment. It is show business, but at the end of the day, we're doing business to help out our people, because each one teach one, each hand helps one. But I'm going to go ahead. We're going to close it out for tonight. Dre, Uncle Jay, the relationship guru, you want to chime in real quick before we close out? Or?
Oh, can I ask a question? Can I just ask one question?
Go ahead.
In the beginning of the show, do you share what the pot is at the beginning of the show or just at the end of the show?
It's at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're playing for until the end.
People may donate while they're enjoying the show. They should be donating, so you don't know how much the pot is until after the show. You know what I'm saying? It's like we all taking care of each other. You know what I mean? We donate to the cause to bless one person a week.
Can I say something, Omar? You need your faith right here on this podcast. You bring a lot to this table. You need your spot right here on this podcast. No matter what day
it is, you
doing pretty good. But you need your space right here on this podcast. You got a lot to bring to this podcast.
Thank you. All right, we don't have any more questions. Jay, if you want to say something, we're getting ready to close it out. It's been a beautiful night. It's been an epic night. We did it again. And I hope to see everybody again, same place, same time, 8:30, Dollar Dash. We're going to give out the number. Dre, do you have that number for me so we can give out to the listeners that may not have the number to the show, as well as our email and Cash App
again? If they're on the link, then the number is right above them, 563-999-3718. The email is dollardash@gmail.com. Well, dollardashthepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, everybody have a safe, great evening. I hope everybody enjoy the 4th. I know some people may not celebrate the 4th, but I'm going to eat me some barbecue chicken and some barbecue ribs, and hope to see y'all back next week.
All right, we are.
baby girl a message, man, I won't be coming home, I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs, but there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Or think about my life and what matters to me the most? Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find.
Baby.